Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Scott is anonymous, not saying where he's calling, from active police. And we want to get his take on all this. I mean, you have to understand, I don't just have some National Guard guy on saying they're being told to get ready for gun confiscation and martial law and shutting down infrastructure. I have the executive orders. I have the new Army training manuals. I've shot the video. I've talked to the other sources. I have the Army Times. This is all hiding in plain view because when they get ready to actually go operational, pull the trigger, they have to go ahead and roll it all out. And see, that's the thing. This has always been hidden. This is now rolling out. Now, that may just be some new psyop because let me tell you, this is not going to go well for the government. Most people will roll over, 5 to 10% or not, and it is going to be devastating. The globalists couldn't even hold Baghdad. But see, that's the plan. The globalists sat offshore. The plan was to tear up Iraq and tear up our troops. See, when you understand it's chaos they want, then you're like, oh, I get it. Let's go to Scott, an anonymous active police officer. What do you think of all the stuff being covered here? Do you agree? You disagree? What's your take on it?
I absolutely agree with you, Alex. And first of all, I want to say God bless you for what you're doing. And we need many more people like you. As far as I can see, I've been a police officer in a Class 1A city on the East Coast for approximately 10 years. And I can tell you from the people that I've encountered on a vast majority of basis, my coworkers, that believe it or not, this city is incredibly liberal. But the majority of the police officers are not going to, at least in this city, rank and file, follow orders. They are waking up exponentially. We have an incredibly large veteran population within our ranks. And what we have noticed is in the past several months, maybe a year at the most, there's a lot more federal police officers doing their supposed job in our city. But there's just a lot more. We encounter a lot more activity.
Sure. Let me just stop you. I want to hold you in the next segment because some stations don't carry this segment, and what you're saying, officer, is so important. That's it. I see giant black armored trucks that say Homeland Security. I see police cars, little trucks, medium-sized trucks, Suburbans, and cops all over are getting these little federal ID cards to be like little deputies of the feds. It's InfraGuard with the citizens, all that. The churches suddenly have these weird federal consultants in them telling them what to say. It's a total takeover because they know most police are good people because they live in the real world. They're just bringing in their own goons.
Absolutely.
Wow. So I mean, continue to elaborate on this.
It's just a very humble viewpoint, you know, just things that we observe. And, you know, it's, you're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. You don't want to be too vocal, because then you're going to be labeled as one of those nuts. And we're under so much scrutiny as it is. Even they go so far as, you know, you go to work and start talking about, you know, watching the prepper show on National Geographic and, you know, you don't know who's listening. And it's just ridiculous. The paranoia. And as a matter of fact, 2 months ago, we had a roll call briefing with some of our officers that are stationed with Department of Homeland Security. It's like they're detailed there, but it was all about the Fusion Center. And, I couldn't believe it. You know, they gave us pamphlets of their goal, their mission, what they're doing, how our technology is linking up to that. And, it's unbelievable. But
and by the way, you're only being told a fraction. If you can't stay with us 5 more minutes, because I want you to come back recapping it into that. But we know via congressional releases what these fusion centers do. They don't tell the rank and file police. They pick minions to be part of the system, the intelligence bureau, the SWAT team, others who are brought, you know, special response teams, the special event teams that are basically federalized. They dial into your cell phone location. They can dial in, hit one button, and listen to what you're doing. In fact, the governor of Wisconsin shot his mouth off like 8 years ago and admitted it all in a press conference. They all freaked out. But stay there. I want to come back and get your take on this and where it's going and any ideas about these feds, because they've really vetted these feds, to whoever they're told. But still, most of the feds I talk to are one of our best sources. They don't like what's going on either. So we're going to get your take on that, officer. Please stay there. Right back in 3 minutes. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is the question of a man's libido, especially if you're a man over 40. Sure, boosting free testosterone helps, but research shows boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide in a man's body will take your experience to a whole new level. Introducing T-Gen with Nitro Boost, with ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels, while at the same time boosting nitric oxide and blood flow when and where it counts. And if you call today, you can try T-Gen with Nitro Boost for only half price. That's right, I said half price. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Sky High Libido. Better performance for 50% off. And even this crazy offer comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. But you must call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I got a bunch of geopolitical, economic, election news I want to get to. Also some hurricane news, but we're continuing with your phone calls right now. We're going to go to a police officer who's waiting patiently on hold right now. Active in a major East Coast large city. National Guard whistleblower, doomsday preppers will be targeted as a terrorist. And then everything this this current serving low-level officer in the Army told us, it is all broken down in our story, where here's an Army manual, here's preppers not allowed to fly, here's preppers being arrested for no reason, here's government training manuals saying preppers are bad. Since when is seeing the world rot around you, trying to get self-sufficient, trying to get some food, trying to have a garden, trying to have a water filter, trying to get some extra ammo. I mean, that's all culture. The Swiss do that. The Dutch do that. Since when is that bad? In Israel, they do that. The Mormons have done that. Since when is this so demonized? And now, you know, this, we broke this when, well, a state police officer sent me one document, a federal marshal sent me the other, 1 week apart. The media for a week said it wasn't real and later had to admit it was. Here was the Washington Times on it. Napolitano stands by controversial report, April 16, 2009. She stands by the report which lists returning veterans among terrorist risk in the U.S. Now, they say number one. Now they you see it openly. Yes, They're the terrorist. Now, I've actuaried this out. I've broken it down. The only thing it could be is an attempt to wipe out the military and police and the American people in some type of civil war, and the preparations all show that, and the NLE national-level exercises the last 4 years in a row publicly say they want to use foreign assets. So we've seen this in areas of Europe under Gladio. We've seen this in the Middle East, getting Shiite and Sunni to kill each other. The New World Order model is civil war. And they're getting the police ready for it. I mean, they've been secretly for about 5 years saying veterans will IED you. You will be bombed by veterans. Now that's been publicly admitted. The Army Times writes, yes, police, you will face veterans that will try to blow you up on the highway. Well, only if you went and arrested their daddy and put them in a FEMA camp. I mean, you'll have to start the Civil War for that to begin. And the last thing we want is this to happen. This is what the globalists offshore want. What did you see Ted Turner 2 days ago on CNN? I'm going to play the clip if you don't believe me. He said, I'm glad. Let me give you the exact quote. He said, I think it's good. He goes, I think it's fantastic. Well, didn't say it stopped. He said, I think it's good. Fantastic. He got really happy. He goes, I think it's fan. I think it's good U.S. troops are killing themselves. That's a quote. They hate you. They want to use you and then get rid of you. Now, they can give you a psychological test, find control freaks. That's what they want. Going back to the police officer, Scott, who's anonymous, East Coast in a major, you know, Big Ten city, in his words, recap what you were telling me. Get into the threat fusion centers. You were talking about the federalization because you were saying, I mean, to repeat, most of the officers are awake now, so they're just bringing in feds. Break that down for us.
It's just my personal observation. We're seeing a lot more federal police officers in the city, you know, under the guise, in my opinion, of, you know, doing their undercover job. We'll get a lot of calls of, you know, have all, you know, marked units stay out of a such and such area a lot more often. Now, it very well could be, you know, that they're setting up, you know, operations that are in their scope of duty. But just in the past few months, the amount of the federal officers that we see on a daily basis is highly increased. And it's just that the pulse of the department is there's a lot more distrust, not only with the local and state governments, but just with the federal government and their inept ability to take care of the population. If something, we'll just say like Katrina would happen, and the burden on our shoulders honestly, in our city, we're on the verge of chaos on a normal day. And the cliche of the thin blue line between anarchy and chaos in this city is absolutely true. And one small tipping point of a natural disaster or a federally created disaster would be absolutely overwhelming, and the police in the city would not do anything as far as the majority fall into the rank and file of anything that they wouldn't believe. I mean, there would be a mass exodus to your homes to protect your family. And so, you know, we're not too sure with the marked increase of the federal police, if they would hinder our exit from the city, if they would.
Well, exactly. You know, well, I mean, that's what they did in Katrina. They wouldn't let anybody leave. I mean, the sheriff sat there for 5 days under orders while his mother had a cell phone that she kept charged, you know, had enough battery. And he talked to her for 3 days and he couldn't come. He got there in five. She was dead. Her phone went dead in three. And his mother in a nursing home with 2 feet of water begging the sheriff, and he took the federal orders and let his mother die. I mean, I'm sorry. My mother's dying, begging for help. You better not get in my way. And that was what's so evil. Let me ask you this. Again, I mean, I know you're a police officer. I know you've been given this training or read about it where they say the veterans are going to attack you with IEDs. That's been nationwide training for at least 5 years. Do you concur with my analysis that this, if they do try to pull something and do this, that it's designed to just wipe out the American people? Because it's not something that anybody's going to win. There is no winning in this. The only way you win is not having it happen. But if they try to send the police or anybody to try to take guns, I mean, it is a death sentence. Or do you disagree with that?
No, I absolutely agree with that, and it's going to be one of their tools that they're going to use to have the people chew each other up while they just sit back. You know, absolutely. And on your comment that you made about the veterans being vilified, it wasn't too long after you had talked about it several months ago, I believe, that we actually, I couldn't believe the timing. We had a active shooter exercise at one of our local school campuses. And it was just kind of hilarious. No, I don't want to, not really hilarious, but coincidental, we'll say, that the active shooter who was being portrayed, you know, the police officer who was the active shooter, the bad guy, was dressed in Desert Storm fatigue, the whole nine yards. He was dressed as a returning PTSD snapped veteran. Unbelievable.
You know? Now, here's the deal. There's enough veterans on Prozac and stuff they put them on who then hear about these drills and see it on the TV where it'll actually make them think to do it some. But more than that, they've backed off on these some because it's so outrageous. But I'm not joking. You can pull up the AP article from like 6 years ago. People got so upset in Michigan, and they said, well, it's a federal mandated drill where they had guys in camo say they were militia killing the little kids, elementary kids, part of the drill. You know, drilling, killing them, not really killing them, saying we are citizens against public education. And again, it's just pure role-playing demonization. But, yeah, no, that's the drill. What you saw was mild. Have you ever had FEMA come in and teach you that George Washington's bad?
No, we haven't had that yet. But this, you know, this the city's so liberal. I mean, and if I we'll just say that this city has incredibly close ties to the founding fathers.
Okay, so you're in, what, Philadelphia then? all right, well. Yeah, I guess it is kind of hard to demonize the founding fathers in Philadelphia. They sure do it in Kansas City. I got footage of it. And the cops are sitting there shaking their heads a little bit, but it's just insane. The firefighters actually started speaking up a little bit. Well, anything else you'd like to add to people? Because, I don't see this working. I don't see them getting the guns unless the plan is, like you said, everybody chewing each other up.
Yeah, I really don't see how they're going, unless it's some, you know, absolutely amazing type of, you know, door-to-door martial law situation, getting the guns, rounding up the guns. It's not, I guess, a stretch of the imagination to say it's possible, but it would be incredibly hard, and it would be incredibly messy.
Well, yeah, if 1% of 170 million gun owners, that's what it's up to now, if 1% fought, that's 1.7 million. How many veterans are there? 30 million in this country? A lot of them are just absolutely, you know, being restrained from violence at this point. If 1% of 30 million fight, that's 300,000. I mean, can anybody imagine what this is? I mean, that is the New World Order time bomb. We've got to be smarter. I forget which James Bond movie it is where, you know, he shows two fighting fish kill each other, and then the other one opens the door and it lives. You know, it's like, see, we have them kill each other. That's the basis of the New World Order system. What's your take? Did you hear the Ted Turner clip we played where he said, quote, I think it's good U.S. troops are killing themselves?
It's just sickening. You know, it's just sickening. To somebody like that, I mean, the platform that he has, he has no credibility as far as I'm concerned. But you're right. You know, it's just sickening.
But the bigger story is, how is it not a national news story? This happened 2 days ago, and we just learned of it, and no one's covered it.
Oh, you're right. You know, it doesn't surprise me with it just doesn't surprise me.
Well, God bless you. Just to recap, because you were in the other segment, some stations don't care that short little first 5 minutes. You are saying that people are waking up in amazing numbers of other police.
Absolutely, and it's nice to go to the local Red Box and the different places and to see these InfoWar stickers all over the place, and I'm seeing a lot more of them. So, Alex, continue your work. God bless you, and hope you keep yourself and your family safe.
Thank you, yeah. And again, I'm all in with my family. The only way we're making it is that we defeat these people. A lot of people say, man, aren't you worried? You know what? I believe in God. And that's really the difference between who I am and who people are that serve this system. A lot of people serve evil because they're afraid of it. I am afraid of giving into it. And, you know, I look at my children, how innocent and good they are, and I just say, God, it's in your hands, man. But, you know, I certainly don't need some Job-like test, I'll tell you that. I'm a bad man compared to somebody like Job, and I know a lot of you are as well. But we love God, we love good, and we have to do the right thing. I mean, this America's greatest test is here. And, I mean, I'm telling you, we've got a vicious group of criminals in charge of the government. They carried out Fast and Furious, for heaven's sakes. More calls straight ahead, and then you're, and then news is coming up. Stay with us.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. The Unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there's any interruption in our fragile food supply chain, or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I'm going to go to Josh, Mike, Tom, and X from California, and then that's going to be it for calls because I need to get to the rest of the news and replay that clip on CNN of Ted Turner saying he's glad U.S. troops are killing themselves. He starts to say, I think it's good. I mean, it just shows how sick these people are. It's so sick. We're going to be breaking that down and a lot more. But right now, let's go to Josh in Florida. former Marines, listening on 1340 AM WTAN, one of our great affiliates. Josh, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Fantastic.
Speak up a little bit. You're real low.
I'm listening to you at the moment. I'm wrapped up in what you're talking about. I came into the middle of the conversation. Can you catch me up a little bit?
Well, no. I mean, we've got the military openly training to confiscate guns. That's in their new manual. And we had a guest on who's in the Army National Guard here in Texas. He gave us all his info, and we documented it. They're telling them preppers that are going to be the terrorists that they've got to round up, basically.
I got you. You know, I went through Marine Corps training for a little bit. You know, everything was based on combat at first, and you kind of get the impression you're serving that greater good. I'm a younger guy myself, so I'm kind of just now coming out of all of that fog. But what was amazing, as I keep hearing you give the information you give on a daily basis, I connect these dots to these experiences. I never thought I'd need to remember for any kind of relevance past the combat situation. But
well, no, that's why the military and police, even if they hear I'm crazy, they go, no way, that did happen, just like he said. Of course, I've been on this for, look, when I'm sort of getting sent footage by listeners of troops training to confiscate guns, and the role players were saying, I'm an American, I have rights, you can't do this in America, I said, man, there's a takeover plan afoot. Now, we're 14, 15 years later since I discovered all this, and it's out in the open now, but it's 50 times bigger in a force continuum than it ever was before. The point is, it's now, it used to be way down the road. Now it's right in my face. It's right in your face. And so thank God we got the jump on it. But I'm telling you, it's here.
Well, you're right about that. That for me, gives a very good example of the compartmentalization that it's taken me this long. I did that training almost 10 years ago. Now, I've been listening to you for maybe about five. And again, things that you talk about on a regular basis maybe would have been things that I experienced during training or something else that I never would have even thought of again had they not been discussed later on and then connected in some way with the things you talk about.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Just being aware, and people aren't dumb in this country, and God bless you, thanks for the call. They're compartmentalized. They're focused on things that don't matter or things that do, like trying to pay their power bill or whatever or their car bill or their kid's doctor bill. You know, that's why they want to keep us all poor, so that we're so busy just trying to make it, you know, the rat race that we can't focus on anything else. But once you've studied history, this stuff happens over and over again. Once you look at what's currently happening, and once you just start reading officer manuals and things that are restricted but not classified, you know, that end up getting, I mean, the Army is so ham-fisted, folks. They put a lot of these out on their official websites and then reclassify them later. That happens a lot where they reclassify something. Because they're like, what did you do? Why did you put that out? You know, because people have private servers and public servers. So this stuff's everywhere. When you've got hundreds of thousands of personnel being given training and things over the years, this stuff's going to get out there. And so that's what's happened. People always say, well, this conspiracy this big, it would come out. It has come out. Just the question is, will we have the nerve to admit how bad this is? Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Alabama. Ex-Marines and Army. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I'm a former Marine. I served a year in Vietnam, and I served another 10 years later on in the National Guard. And when I was taking some of my political science courses in the 70s, we had a video, and they had a major senator on there, one, you know, back then you would have recognized him as being a key senator. And they were asking him, why do you pass so many laws? You pass thousands of pages of new laws every year. And he kind of laughed, and he said, well, it's like this. The average law-abiding citizen goes to work, goes to church, pays his taxes, commits 2 to 3 misdemeanors a week and 1 to 2 felonies a month, and they don't know it. We keep figuring we can follow anybody around for a week and arrest them for something. And then not long ago, John Stossel had a kind of a follow-up on that, and he said the average American now commits 2 to 3 felonies each week, and you're not even aware of it.
Yeah, no, we spend all our time trying to make sure we're following every unconstitutional garbage law because they'll set us up. And if they ever do set us up, you can know, folks, it was a setup. We are so clean here. It's ridiculous, and everything's a crime now. You're absolutely right. Anything else you'd like to add, sir?
No, that's it. I mean, a lot of people are waking up here now. I mean, my family, I've been...
Hold on. I want to hear about that briefly, then we'll go to four or five other callers, and then to the rest of the news. And Ted Turner saying he wants the troops to kill themselves, how good it is, how fantastic it is. And this is, again, and the bigger story.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words.
Okay, Alex Jones here, back live. We are racing through some of your calls, and then I'm going to hit a bunch of news. Tom in Illinois, ex-Army and pastor. What is your take on the admitted Army manuals for, quote, re-education camps, gun confiscation, preppers being put on no-fly list and being told you can't fly because you're a prepper? And, you know, we were at your meeting and we're watching you. Prepping's illegal, even though it's not. I mean, why would they want us to not be prepared and self-sufficient? No, they want us all begging for Obama phones, folks. That's what slavery's all about. Slaves aren't self-sufficient. The Soviets shut down economies, the communists, the fascists. Go ahead. You're on the air, Tom.
Thanks, Alex. I found you a couple of weeks ago, and I got to tell you, you depressed me and my wife last week, but I feel like I'm awake, and I appreciate what you're doing out here. Have a friend who was stayed in the military for over 20 years, and he's away from his family now and sort of has gone underground, has me a little worried. 2 years ago. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
2 years ago, and I never thought about some of the stuff you're saying that went on until I got a hold of your stuff. But two years ago, driving to Springfield, Illinois, from Southern Illinois to go do a hospital visitation, there was a double to triple blockade on the major interstate. Guys with naval binoculars on overpasses, and they were stopping vehicles, and they said it was a drug stop. But they searched every inch of every car they stopped, taking guns and all kinds of stuff. And my brother was part of the cleanup crew, didn't know about that till a month later. And he said, hey, did you know what was going on in Interstate 55? I said, no, you know, yeah, I drove through it. And I said, how did you know about that? I said, you don't live around there, that route. And he said, I was one of the guys who was on the cleanup crew for that, for this organization. And he said, it wasn't just about drugs. And it just kind of thought back to that when I found you on the internet. And I wasn't even looking for you, and but I thought you looked familiar, and I remember you from some show. I can't think of Brad Meltzer show. You showed up on that, so I recognized your face. And I thought, if Meltzer gives this guy credit, then I am. And then Mancow, I saw that thing, and I thought, okay, this guy has some credibility. And so some things I'm seeing out here with ex-military friends, like I said, my friend going underground, that blockade on a major interstate where there's nothing in between Springfield and St. Louis. I mean, there's literally just cow pastures and fields, corn. And so I'm a little freaked out. And so one of my questions is, what do you tell a guy? I'm not in a tiny small town, but I'm in a relatively big area in Southern Illinois. What do you tell people like us? I mean, if I believe that martial law could happen.
Well, what they're doing is they're incrementally bringing us into martial law in the public schools, thumbprinting to buy and sell, parents showing IDs, you know, thumbprinting to get in, TSA now at malls, highways, military checkpoints all over the country. And they just do them to make sure the local cops are going to go along with it. That's really to assess and watch everybody. They do urban warfare drills, Delta Force drills everywhere to acclimate people. I mean, really, we're just being trained. The globalists are psychologists. So it's Skinnerian, Pavlovian, operant conditioning. And once you understand that, again, they're brainwashing the police, the military, the local constabulary, you, the media. Just to where we've all seen this so many times, over and over and over again, that we just basically get acclimated to accept it all. And so you just, you know, explain to people the TSA is there to break your will and train you to be a slave. And now they search people after the checkpoint. Now they take your food and test it in your water when they see you buy it, you know, at the McDonald's or Burger King or Starbucks. They right in the line, they do it. And it's about, well, this makes no sense. Well, that's the point. You do whatever I tell you. If I tell you jump, you ask how high. Is that clear, scum? You know, this is the basic takeover. Because the globalists have said they're going to implode the world economy while posing as the savior in steps, because they've learned they can get away with that, because they want you poor. They want NAFTA and GATT was meant to deindustrialize us. Everything is to bring us into a one world government. Sorry, go ahead.
In Illinois, I interact with a lot of police officers. And one thing I've noticed in the last year to 2 years is that the state police are real standoffish and acting very funny. That's my opinion. You know, I might get pulled over for a speeding ticket every once in a while. Cops are generally nice. Sometimes you get out of it, sometimes you don't. But the state police are, in my opinion, generally acting very funny lately.
Yeah, now in Illinois, you got some pretty serious state police. It's all mafia run. And they're the ones that are anti-gun. They've really picked in Illinois a nasty crew. And that's what it is. I mean, the state police in most states pretty much are federalized. Because the New World Order can't do this if the state police aren't under their control. You know, the state police a few years ago tried to stop unspeakable Jerry Sandusky type stuff at the Texas Youth Commission, and the state police wouldn't stop investigating it, so they just replaced the director of it. I mean, that's the problem with all this, is that bad guys are in charge on top, and we are in so much trouble, I don't have words to describe it. Thank you for the call. Yeah, I've got to get to this again because I've been mentioning it, and we're going to get that Ted Turner clip ready because this is such a big issue, and it ties into eugenics. It ties into population reduction. It ties into the massive suicide rates of the troops. They know 3, 4, 5, 6 tours will really damage psychologically a lot of people. Then they put them on Prozac, and that is a hallucinogen-based system, and then you will get some psychotic breaks, which are the vast minority of trips. I mean, I can't believe they stand up to what they've been put through. Most people couldn't. So, I mean, I really commend how much they've gone through and held together this much. They're then going to demonize the veterans in general and take their rights away. And that's the beta test, okay? And they're going to flip the entire Al-Qaeda narrative onto the troops. That's now happened. So here is that Ted Turner clip, and Paul Watson paused and then put some text in there pointing out some points. Here it is. Ted Turner told CNN he thinks it's good that U.S. troops are killing themselves. Ted Turner, CNN.
More American servicemen
are dying from suicide over there than are dying in combat.
I mean, that's shocking, isn't it?
Well, I think it's good because it's so clear that we're programmed and we're born to love and help each other, not to kill each other, destroy each other. That's an aberration. That's left over from hundreds of years ago. It's time for us to start acting enlightened.
I was about to say, I think it's terrific. Listen,
I mean, that's shocking, isn't it?
Well, I think it's good.
After saying it's good that U.S. troops are killing themselves, Turner then advocates the role be usurped by the United Nations with the most murderous record ever.
Ted, what do you think America's place in the new world order should be? It's always been seen as the global policeman. But as you said before, you know, it's hard to see with all these military conflicts where the winner and loser lies. What should America be doing?
I think
globally.
The global policeman should be the United Nations.
U.S. soldiers commit suicide at a rate of almost one per day. Is that really a good thing?
I think it's good.
Yeah, he says it's good. So is that really a good thing? I mean, truly sickening. Has a link to the full clip on CNN site. They're proud of this. And the point is, we're just conditioned now to hear that. I mean, it is beyond sick. And here's Napolitano in the Washington Times saying, yes, the number one terror threat is veterans. See? That's what they think of you. That's what they think of you. And now they're getting ready to try to make the police, fire departments, and others take forced inoculations under the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. They're back with that now, starting with all the hospital workers. So look out and realize the government is not your friend. It is tyrannical. That's the norm in most countries. We've got a very nasty case of it. I mean, the country has cancer. I'm not. People say, well, don't be so negative. Look, we're not going to beat this if we're not honest about it. And it's very exhausting. I understand that it's scary for people to admit this, to deal with it. But, I mean, just look at every time there's a crisis or a problem. The government doesn't help. It makes it worse if it's the feds. Sometimes local government can do some good because it's local. It knows the people. It knows what's going on. And, it wants to have the status quo and prosperity. The New World Order does not want prosperity for you. They want you poor. They want to shut down your economy. They want a post-industrial world. Let's go to X in California, X Special Forces, to give us his take on all this. Welcome, sir. Do you think the doomsday preppers deserve to be rounded up and secretly arrested and executed, according to our military source? I mean, they're already putting them on a no-fly list and going after them. I mean, well, since when is it illegal to be a prepper, and since when is the government so tyrannical and treasonous-filled that they're openly teaching the military that the enemy is the American people?
Well, from our standpoint, I'm one of 47 who resigned from Delta Force a few years back, and it was due to the fact that we consider this all high treason. All high treason. And it's been implemented a lot earlier. You have done a great job, though, holding it off by exposing. And we consider you the front lines along with us.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add to the listeners?
Yeah. This has actually been in implementation since 2006. What they don't know is that they're intentionally, one of the reasons why we resigned, we found out that they were trying to keep our military forces abroad so they wouldn't be home for this conduct that they're committing right now. I can't go into a lot of details, but you have been on the mark, and it does rattle some chains. I was in Special Activities Division, and we got wind of certain things like Petri Media Corporation. We knew what they were doing. They're just changing the faces. It's the same people at the top.
And what is their goal from what you were able to discover?
Well, they've been doing this when we went down to Central America. We saw the same things that they're doing now, but they're taking a different path with us as they did down in Central America. When I was over in Somalia, we gave them the intel. They said that they were expendable. And we went back in on our own, and we tried to get as many out. This is going to be big. It's going to be big. And keeping it in a peaceful manner is the best solution. But if there's a way to keep some kind of deterrent with numbers, they see enough civilians armed, perhaps we might not be able to have to use that. No one wants to fight their brothers and sisters. Military vets that are over there, they were chasing ghosts in Afghanistan. We were over there a couple years before then, and later on we got intel that some of the Marines that were over there, we worked a little bit with SOG and so forth. They were telling us that they were looking for ghosts. I was like, well, I couldn't say anything. But there's no other reason than looking for the resources, let's say.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's a simulant. You go in and you kill enough innocent people, they're going to start fighting back. You call them Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, real Al-Qaeda works for you. That's full-spectrum dominance. You've got to create the conflict, even have an excuse to be there. And then I've talked to so many military people, and it came out in the news years after I was told this. They would go and say, this is the first time we're going to blow up this cave, and they've been there four times the previous year with other media blowing up the same cave. Just total theater. None of it real.
Well, the UN Special Forces have been here for a while, as you know. They've had NATO here for a while. They've been, a couple of us who caught up with each other years later decided to go and look for ourselves as well. And you're right about FEMA camps. There's no reason to have the razor wire facing in, and they're actually manned and up and running.
We've listed some, like in Kansas and other places. They call them military police training facilities, but they're building giant areas. We've actually talked to insiders that sent us photos, videos. It's in the Army Times that they've set up emergency centers for collapse. It's called the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, which just legally increases funding for what's already been built. Well, good to hear from you. Anything else?
Yeah. The information you had brought up a few times, I've heard about China, Japan, and our fleets over there.
Yes.
They were there in December 2008, and the Chinese were actually interrupting the training, the flight simulations for combat, and they were flying right over the aircraft. They've been there since December 2008. This isn't new. This has been there for a while.
No, I know, but it's really building up. You're right. Well, listen, good to hear from you. Very interesting information. I know we got a bunch of other calls here. Let's just go to John in Ohio, and then I'll come back and hit some news. Just makes my head spin. Let's go ahead and talk to John, ex-Special Forces as well in Ohio. Go ahead, give us your take on all this.
Hi, Alex. I've been listening for a while. First time calling. I wanted to talk about, you've been bringing up how they want to demonize veterans.
Yes.
And I got a firsthand account of that. It's true. It's happening. When I came back, I moved to a small town to go to college. I was getting harassed by the police a lot. Finally, they raided me on with no warrant. I never saw a warrant. They were not dressed as police officers. They did not show badges when they came in. They were heavily armed, machine guns, guns drawn. I had a gun. At first, I thought someone was breaking into my house. I almost pulled it. So later they said that I'm lucky they didn't shoot me They confiscated my gun. Now they say I can't have a gun.
Yeah, by the way, this is happening everywhere. No judge, no jury, no PSD. You just don't have a gun anymore. I mean, they just do whatever they want because they said so.
Right. And then I contacted, you know, a lawyer, and I dug into this. And the lawyer comes back to me and says that I'm classified when they run my name as a level 3 threat to contact higher authority. If local police run into me, to contact state police or SWAT team or something.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they do now. They just put everybody in databases. These databases have been ruled illegal, but the intelligence groups and police departments, all of them have these, and a lot of it's just lies. But no, it's no judge, no jury. That's the no-fly list. That's the no-gun-buy list. That's just, you're on a list, you don't get a job now. That's the essence of authoritarianism. The IRS is announcing we're not going to let you have a job if we just say you owe. You can't leave the country. You can't take legal money out of the country now.
Right.
I mean, yeah, go ahead.
I know that I'm in a database. My lawyer told me I'm on a list. They think I'm an animal, and I've never committed a violent crime or a drug-related crime.
Did you kill a lot of people? Did you kill a lot of people in combat?
Yes, and he said that it is...
Hold on, I want to hear more of this. I want to hear more of it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Let me give you some numbers. H.R. 645, Emergency Centers Establishment Act, Army Regulation 210-35 Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, FM 3-39.4 Internment Reeducation Camps for America. I mean, it's public. Where's all the mainstream media? You know, I'm on stations all over the country. Where are local newspaper reporters? You're hearing this. You know that's authoritarianism. Call my bluff. Go read the articles. Go read the manuals that are on the Army website. And then, you know, go to your editor and say, I'm going to write an article about the FEMA camps. Because, see, that's what stops them. People are like, well, that couldn't be true. I'm not going to look it up. No, it is true. It is true. John, real fast, because I got a piece of news or two I want to hit here. Look, it's not just you. I was talking to a famous professional football guy at a little party event, former famous UT football player. This guy's older. And he was like, yeah, I was trying to buy my grandson a 22, and they said, because I was in Vietnam, I couldn't have one now, and I'm on a list. I have no criminal record. And that's just how it is. You're an American enemy, so you don't get a gun. And they're just doing it. So, and they go tell these young cops or whatever that you're the enemy, and some of them buy into it. Most police are waking up because of this, but you're going to see some of the hopped-up troops go crazy, so that'll be the excuse. You know, I mean, it'd be kind of like if a red-haired guy killed somebody, all redheads have to go to prison. Or if a black guy does something bad, all black guys got to go to jail. Or because a Japanese man does something bad, all Japanese men are bad. I mean, that's what authoritarianism does. Instead of the big, corrupt globalists, they're the problem. They're the enemy. They're the issue. Anything else? What else did your lawyer tell you?
Well, it took me three lawyers. The first two, they wouldn't tell me why that I was classified like this and I was on a list. They wouldn't tell me that. It took, a lot of money in getting a big-name lawyer to come in from across the country to find this stuff out. And then he was willing to tell me, and he told me, he said, the police there, the local police, they're scared of you. They consider you armed and dangerous at all times.
Well, that's because the feds tell them that all day, which is going to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. God bless you. I appreciate your call. This is how they're going to try to start a civil war right here, harassing people. But, I mean, it was the same thing after Vietnam and other wars. That is so accurate. The writer of the movie First Blood, Sylvester Stallone, he wrote that. I mean, that's that story of the special forces guy walking through the town and the police chief says, let me take you to the end of town. Why don't you get out of here? I mean, that's exactly the type of stuff goes on. See, it's all how much they love the troops. But then they're all a bunch of cowards, those type of people. They hate you because they're all into authority and power and dominating people, bad cops. And so the feds are going to come in and teach them, yeah, the military, the veterans, they're bad because they're scared of you. They are. It's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. You know, you send people off for these big illegal wars that kill a bunch of people, and then you're scared of them. And then it's going to become a self-fulfilling prophecy messing with them where you're going to end up having to fight them. By the way, Jesse Ventura called me during the last segment. I need to call him back right when this hour ends and look for getting him on with some breaking news, probably tomorrow, not Sunday or Monday. But, I didn't get to some of the news in this hour. It's all up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Greece is just disintegrating. The Secret Service is now launching a task force on all the tweets and death threats. Secret Service sets up a hotline for suspicious web posts. But it's not suspicious. How about actual death threats? No, they'll harass people for saying the sky's blue. Watch. And a bunch of other key news on the economy and this hurricane. We're going to be watching that. That's set to hit the East Coast. They call it the perfect storm.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.